After two young men went off course on a snow machine trip from Chivac to Scammon Bay Wednesday, it was an unlikely responder who came to their rescue. KDLG's Hannah Colton has more.
Late Wednesday night, state troopers from Hooper Bay got a report that Travis Wassily and Jesse Casile, ages 17 and 20, were overdue on a trip from Chivac to Scammon Bay. Search teams from all three communities set out and searched through the night, but their efforts were hampered by strong winds and low visibility. When the search resumed Thursday, it was joined by 74-year-old Francis Charlie, a relative of the two men. Charlie said he felt a strong urge to go off in a different direction than where the searchers had been looking.
Somehow, somebody pushed me go, because that was stormy that night. I can't stay in a chair or bed, so I go.
Charlie wanted to go despite having had bladder surgery just a week before. His wife, Teresa, said she tried to stop him leaving, but it was no use.
There was nothing I could do because he kept wanting to go. He was so worried. The only thing I gave him was a bottle of holy water. That's all I let him bring.
On account of the surgery, Charlie had to stand up during his solo 2-hour search over bumpy trails. Eventually, he found Wassily and Casile about 15 miles east of Scammon Bay and brought them back cold and wet but unharmed. Charlie believes the boys got lost because the wind shifted overnight, and he thinks they weren't looking out for landmarks like patches of grass and old snowdrifts.
My grandpa always tells me, every time you go someplace, don't follow a wind. They'll change right away.
According to troopers, the young men had been attempting to navigate using a cell phone and ran out of gas after missing Scammon Bay. There was actually a second search and rescue going on in the same area Wednesday night. 50-year-old Johnny J. Mann and his teenage son from Hooper Bay got caught in the storm on their overnight hunting trip. Troopers noted that rescue was much easier because Mann used a personal locator beacon to alert the Coast Guard of his location. Reporting in Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.